I was born February the 12th, 1916, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I came to Tulsa when I was 2 months old. My dad was going to go in the steel business in Sepulpa, but it turned out one of his relatives had a grocery store, so he ended up buying that. He had a building at 1427 East 6th Street before the 1929 Depression. He used to rent it out, and he had a place in Seminole when oil was so cheap that he had to sell it out because the oil, I think, was either 25 or 50 cents a barrel. And when I went down to help him, why, there wasn't enough business, so I would push cars around in the mud. That's the way I'd make a little money.
How old were you then?
I was about 13.
Your family moved here, brothers and sisters?
My brother was 10 years younger than I am.
And he's?
Jack.
Right.
And my sister, she died when she was 55 of cancer. She would have been 5 years younger than I am. And her name was Dorothy Renberg. She was married to George Renberg.
Why did your father choose Tulsa?
He had relatives there.
Do you know what the Zero name means? Is there a special meaning that translates into something?
I think at the time in Russia there was a munitions company called Zakharov. And my dad happened to be named Zakharov, so he didn't want to have his name mixed up with ammunition. So he changed it to Zero.
Your first memories in Tulsa would have come about 4, 5, 6 years old. What do you remember way back then?
Well, I used to go to Longfellow School, 6th in Peoria. Of course, we used to play in Central Park there across the street. Oh, they always kidded me that all I wanted to do was go to school. I complained that it didn't go long enough because my wife, before I married her, she asked me, do they teach English in Oklahoma? And I says, no, they only teach it everywhere. But when I was in the sixth grade, I used to teach math when the teachers were on vacation. I used to teach math a couple weeks at a time. And still, that's one of my favorite subjects, that and typing. When I went to Woodrow Wilson, we had a teacher named Garen, and he was wonderful. I can still type about as fast as I want to. I was at Woodrow Wilson. So the time it was for me to go to Central High School, I guess that was the ninth grade. Mm-hmm. I used to play football at Woodrow Wilson till I had appendicitis and then I couldn't play anymore. I used to type the school life at Central High School during the lunch hour, and they gave me an extra half a year off for doing that. I was through high school in 2.5 years when I graduated in 1934. In those days, they had 1,000 graduating from Central High.
Mm-hmm. About 13 or so, didn't you start a business, the grocery store?
I opened a grocery store in West Tulsa. I wanted to be in business. I saw my dad was in the grocery business, so I thought I'd be in it. So I used to go open up my store in the morning and then go to the market and get the vegetables for his store. Then I'd go to school, and then after school I'd go back to my store and open it up. My whole inventory was only about $900, so I finally just kind of sold a little bit. Mother and Dad said you ought to go into something else. You shouldn't be in the grocery business. You ought to be in something different. Well, I had an uncle who was in the secondhand pipe business named Abe Meisel. I went to him and asked him if I could learn the business from him. And he said, well, can't pay you anything, but if you want to ride in the truck with me, I'll let you learn whatever I know. I said, well, a fella named Abe Pepys told me where I could get a pipe yard. If I ever go in business, it'll be $20 a month. So if I ever learn the business, I'll rent that place. Well, I used to go with him to all the little different towns, and he'd pick up secondhand pipe, bring it back, and make a string of pipe out of it. He had all kinds of secondhand equipment. Finally, one day, he had me clean a string of rods for an oil company. I worked most of the night, and I made $10 for the string of rods. He used to buy all the surplus from a company at that time. It's called Magnolia. And he had bought a pipeline from them over in Cushing. He was going to take it up and sell the secondhand pipe. But he said, "I'm tired. I'm 65, and I don't need to be driving this pickup truck." He said, "I think I'll just let you have it, Henry." I said, "Well, I don't have any money, Uncle Abe, to pay for it." He said, "Well, why don't you just go ahead, and when you sell it, you pay me." So that's the way we did. And finally, I took up the pipeline, sold the secondhand pipe, and paid him.
And that's when it became Sooner.
Sooner Pipe and Iron. And finally, we became Sooner Pipe and Supply. And then my dad, I got him to sell his store, and he moved in with me. 10 years later, my brother graduated from school, and he joined us. So there was three of us at Sooner.
So was your dad working for you at the time then?
Well, we called it his family. He did what he wanted to do. He would call on some of the oil companies. He would also go to the bank to borrow money. He loved to pay notes. My brother was a petroleum engineer, and he tried to do some oil wells, getting some interest or buy some leases.